Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And constantly comparing it to the teams of 10 years ago.
It's unfair.
Madison Bumgarner. He had personality. He was kind of a red ass. He was like from Hickory. What was it, South North Carolina? Like, he had a whole persona. What was his name, Sam? Madison Bumgarner's stage name. What was
Saunders.
It?
Saunders.
Mason Saunders. Is that what it was? Something like that. Yeah. There was an aspect of, let's be careful about comparing. Like, you don't need, like, I look at some teams like the Texas Rangers that won it 2 years ago. How many personalities are on the Texas Rangers that you can name? Is Corey Seager a personality?
I root for Marcus Semien hard.
Sure, not a personality guy, though.
No, but he's a really good dude.
A really cool story, local guy, Cal.
Yeah,
you can root for him. A guy that was awful, like, he worked with Ron Washington defensively, who went from a negative glove to a gold glover. Like, that's a guy I can root for. Never gave up.
There's a backstory there.
I remember his dad calling
Josh Hamilton when Josh he was a Ranger had that backstory.
Sure. And
an incredible backstory.
Very sad what happened after that and then the whole career arc there.
He had a three-year run. Oh, my God.
Dude, he had how many home runs? Was it four or five in Baltimore? It was unbelievable.
Was it against the A's? I know he had the drop fly ball, but was it against the A's when he threw the ball up into the stands and the guy fell down and passed away?
I think that might have been.
That was in Texas. Yeah. I don't think it was against the.
Because I know he'd had the drop fly
ball. Very
sad, which he never recovered.
Sad though. That whole story, and obviously was taken on in place there. But yeah, Marcus Semien's a guy. But I'm just saying, like, championship teams don't always have all these major personalities. I think back in 2014, Jake Peavy was a guy who might not have had the greatest win loss in ERA with the Giants.
He's a character.
But he's a character, right?
He's a character.
He's a character. Red ass. Like, he's got that southern draw. You loved you some Jake Peavy because you knew you were going out there and getting a red ass on the mound.
Angel Pagan.
Yeah.
We would, like, people either loved or hated him.
Andres Torres.
The locker room didn't really love him that much. You know what I mean? Like, they liked Gregor Blanco because he was a little more understated.
The White Shark?
Yeah. Yeah, good.
White Lotus, by the way. We got to get to some White Lotus talk. You finally finished it real quick? You finished season finale? You have your thoughts.
It was underwhelming.
Oh, I want to get into that because I thought that was pretty cool, all the different action towards the end there. Maybe we were overthinking the ending of White Lotus a little bit too much, everyone. But we'll get to that.
There wasn't a lot of payoff.
There wasn't? How many deaths were there? Spoiler alert. 888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Righteously Brewed here in San Francisco. And by the way, we do have a special guest coming up at 9:30, and we've teased it a couple times today. It's very near and dear to your heart, Joe Shasky, and it's the head coach of San Francisco State Baseball, Tony Schifano, Paisan, so I love him already. I was a San Francisco State Gator, and it's very disappointing to hear what's going on with some of the cuts there in the athletics department. Not just with San Francisco State, but, you know, Sonoma State just gutting their entire athletic department and all these deficits and all these scholarships are getting lost. And I want to talk to Tony coming up here in about 30 minutes in regards to that, because he's been, what, his 10th season now with San Francisco State baseball, and it means a lot to me. And I wear I'm a Gator, and I wear it with pride. I was wearing my SFSU shirt yesterday. Like, that sucks. And I want to talk to Tony and what we can do maybe to rally around this team and maybe save this program. Yeah. And I know that's near and dear to your heart, all things San Francisco and baseball in particular. So we'll talk to Tony here in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I think about all the different sports right now that are getting essentially eliminated by the California State college system that's going on right now. And it sucks. And he's been there a long time, and they had one of their most successful seasons ever last year. And they've got a beautiful facility. I mean, it's just awesome. Absolutely beautiful. And he's a really good dude. And him and I have gone back and forth, and they don't even know like what their budget is. He's been begging and asking the administration to explain to him, like, how can I help save my own program? And more than anything, we just want to, you know, hear his story and help out the community. Like, I know we talk about professional sports, but, you know, for me, it's also about our community, whether it's high school sports, youth sports, college sports. This is a big deal. So we will get into it now.
Real quick, SF State Night at the Giants game tonight as they're debuting their City Connects. Right? And they usually give out a beanie, right? Or maybe it's going to be a hat that's purple and gold. So I'm not mad at that. That's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll see on those City Connects. Eh?
You're still so out on them. Hey, if they win it, say what you will. But the City Connects, they've been a positive for the Giants overall, right? I mean, there was like an outrageous record at one point. Then they started losing and everyone kind of lost its shine. But if they can continue a new winning streak with these ones, you'll hop on board. Would you wear it?
No. I just don't understand how you can go into the dugout store currently and you see all the throwbacks and all the old logos and everything.
If I get LJ one,
we need something new.
If I get LJ one, would you put it on him?
No, I wouldn't.
What about Michelle? You think she'd wear it?
You know what my wife would probably do? She'd probably regift it.
Oh, is she a regifter?
No, but I don't want to put her business out.
What's that game during Christmas time where you do a regift? White Elephant, right?
There are gifts that we have received for the little guy that we as a family have agreed are a little, you know, substandard.
Whoa!
Given the relationship to the family.
Wow.
Let's just say it didn't land well.
Okay. You have a little White Lotus in the Shasky household, little Ratliff family sticking your nose
up. Far.
No,
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay,
you got those princess problems.
Hey. But you know how people do this for like weddings? Like, I gave that person $200, they gave me nothing.
There's the whole Curb Your Enthusiasm bit on that, where it's like, that's actually too late to give me a bottle of wine. It's been a year. It's just, he's like, there's no statute of limitations when I can give you a gift for a wedding.
No, there is. It's 1 year.
If someone literally, I haven't seen you.
If you gave someone a bottle of wine for their wedding, that's pretty weak.
What if it's like a couple $100?
Well, also, is this your second wedding? Is this your third marriage? Like, I draw the line. I've told friends this before. Like, hey, look, you get one.
Line.
No, I'm dead serious. You get one.
Big Lou's like you. He's on number 10.
Once you get over 40, I'm not buying you anything, dude. Like, you get the one wedding gift. That's it. All right, you're good. Good luck with that. I wish you well. If it doesn't work out, the second one's on you.
So if I get married a second time, you're not going to get anything for me if I invite you?
Joe?
Hard truths coming. Carter, you will,
that,
right?
That set of Kate Spade spoons?
You know, or Kate Scott.
Or whatever it is.
I almost said it. It's Kate Scott spoons.
Like, you don't need them, dude. You're good.
All right, man. Maybe I'd like a nice little bottle of wine.
We have stuff we got from our wedding 15 years ago, and I've used it maybe three times.
Well, hold on. So, like, if you get married again, like, Shasky wasn't at the first wedding, so if Shasky gets invited, Shasky's first Spadoni wedding, does that change the equation a bit?
Does it change? You're telling me it doesn't. You're saying
it does. And it also depends where I'm seated at the wedding.
Oh, my God. It depends.
Very far back next to the kitchen.
And if your guru is everyone at the station also invited, or is it just you? And it means more there. Goo, you would be invited. Don't worry, bud. You'd be hurt if he wasn't. He was invited to Stephen Langford's
wedding. I was at Covey's wedding in the backyard during COVID lockdowns, quietly. I was there.
Covey. We love Covey. 888-957-9570 is the number. The old Butcher Shop days with Spadoni, with Shasky, with Covey, and with Lucas Fidon Alexander. So Tony Schifano, near and dear to our hearts. We'll talk to him in about 23 minutes. We're talking about connectivity, and I brought up the Giants because the vibes do seem to be getting better there. Now, the loss yesterday didn't help, and one guy in particular who was synonymous with swag, as we were talking about connectivity a couple years ago, was Camilo Doval. Like, I thought that guy was the future closer for years to come. And all of a sudden, these last 2 years, just the confidence has been shot. And it sucks to see, like, at certain players, like, you watch it, like, at the free throw line. Like, when a guy just, it gets in their head. Like, for a while, Andrew Wiggins, you saw it wearing on him, where the guy just couldn't make a free throw shot. And you saw the confidence just waning from him. And obviously, there was a lot of baked into that off the court. So I do want to be careful talking about these guys. Like, I don't know what's going through these guys' minds on a day-to-day basis. And the last thing I want to do is crush a guy when, let's say, I don't have my best show and I was struggling and my confidence wasn't there.
But in sports, like, doesn't this happen?
It does.
Kickers, like, it feels like they short circuit.
Jake Moody on line one.
I'm using the term short circuit trying to be lightly. I don't want to, like, make, because there are some mental things that are a part of this, and I don't want to, you know, sound insensitive.
I think mentally.
Steve Sachs, Chuck Knobloch couldn't throw over to first base.
Nope.
This happens in baseball.
Nope.
John Lester could not.
Could not do it.
Could not throw to first. Okay, this has happened. Catchers, the movie Major League 2 is based. The catcher can't throw down. Yep. He can't throw back to the pitcher.
He had to read the Playboy articles to help him.
Exactly. And so this does happen. Karl Malone had a free throw issues early in his career. And I guess he started doing psalms, and then it was reading acting lines. And this and that. And remember, Karl Malone would get to the free throw line, and he'd start murmuring things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's got whatever it is.
Giannis, most recently, he has to wait. They had to do countdowns. They were trying to get in his dome, because he took forever.
Camilo Duval's mechanics are a thing. The leg kick and the way he gets rid of the ball, and you can almost tell when he gets out of whack, it's the mechanics and then psychologically and then the pitch clock, and it's all coming down at once. And I look at it, I'm like, dude, it's like he's short-circuiting. It's like he's buffering on the mound. And you can see it coming a mile away. And then when you see the other team go to square up to bunt like it's seventh grade baseball, you're like, oh, no, he can't find a strike zone. He can't throw a slider over for a strike. The cutter's not getting over for a strike. I don't even know what to say about him.
Here's one of the plays last night where he was all out of whack, and he threw a pitch that I feel like that Reds player took way too well right off the kneecap, where I hit my knee on this table right here. I'm on the IL for 2 weeks. These guys are built different. But here's how it sounded last night.
Chapman crashes at third, and that got Herdebees. So now the Reds have two on, and you've got to think it could be Trevino laying the one down.
And that's John Sadak, FanDuel Sports Network, courtesy of the Cincinnati Reds. And then this is what happened when Eric Miller takes over, and then it was night-night after there.
Opposite way! Base hit! Steer scores! Herdebee scores! Stop for Friedel! It's a standing two-run double! Blake Dunn opposite way in a big way! And it's 2-0 Reds!
That's the kind of big moment I'm talking about.
You know, there's this saying in sports for baseball, I don't care if you throw 101. If it's ball one, it's ball one.
By the way, TJ Friedel, the pride of Pleasanton, California. Continue.
So, like, Camilo throws really hard. That's great. He has no command and no control, and he doesn't know how to pitch. Like, Hunter Green throws really hard, right? But when you're painting the outside of the zone and mixing eye levels and able to throw strikes on command, that's what separates a talented player from a good player. Now, I think early on in Hunter Green's career, I think he had to learn, the ace who pitched yesterday, he had to learn, like, hey, there's more to the art of pitching than just throwing really hard. And there's a lot of kids now that come up who throw hard. I'm talking about in the majors, kids in the majors. And if you have no command, you're useless. And if you can't get a secondary pitch over for a strike, these professional hitters are going to wait and what I call spit on your off-speed stuff, and they're going to wait for that 100-mile-an-hour that you're going to throw right into the zone. And how many times has Camilo put himself in a position, not in last night's game, but in games before, where it's 2-0 and he has to throw a strike. And now that guy is sitting on a fastball and he's going to tag it.
Again, we're a season and a little bit into this season removed from his all-star year. And
it feels like a lifetime
ago. And the manager then was Gabe Kapler. The manager now has been Bob Melvin the last two seasons, and he's seen only kind of the poor Camilo Duval. And again, he has no connection with this guy prior to that. He hasn't seen the height of heights when it comes to him. But it's up to the manager to put his players in a position to win. And I wonder going forward if we're just going to be seeing him in more low leverage situations. Remember, that was kind of the bugaboo last year, was Bomel putting him in kind of situations like, this isn't a closing role. Like, this guy needs to be put on the closing stage. And like, it's weird to put a closer in like the eighth inning, the seventh inning. And he was doing that last year and he was struggling, and then he could never find his command. His confidence was gone. So it was just disappointing early on the season. We'll hope he gets his swagger
back.
What
do you do with him?
What do you do with him? 888-957-9570. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side. Plus, Tony Schifano, Paisan, coming up at 9:30. Courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. And it's going to be brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Got one more segment before we hand it off to Steiny and Goo. We've had a lot of fun. We're talking about connectivity, and we're going to be connecting with Tony Schifano here in about 10 minutes, SF State baseball coach for the last 10 seasons. It's unfortunate that California State Education is cutting a lot of their programs when it comes to sports and athletics. So we want to ask Tony if there's anything we could do to help save that program for San Francisco State. We love our baseball. I know it's near and dear to your heart, Joe Shasky. You bleed San Francisco when it's the state schools, the public schools, the private schools. It doesn't matter. You love your athletics. And we want to help do what we can here at 95.7 The Game to help them out.
Yeah, and as we talk, you know, just baseball in general, the Giants release a City Connect uniform that has purple. It's poetic. We have the purple people eaters, a.k.a. the Gators.
That's
San Francisco State, baseball on.
And we got San Francisco State night in Oracle Park tonight. It's going to be beautiful. We just knew, right?
Synergy.
We're
connecting.
There you go. Shout out Dalton. We're connecting. By the way, he played well against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Sam, do I throw it to you now real quick about this? We'll get back to the Giants in a second. We've been teasing it all show. You mean to tell me, as a Golden State Warrior fan tonight, as they're playing the Phoenix Suns, 7 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game, to start this crucial four-game stretch, all these teams tied with 42 losses, the Warriors could be from anywhere to a four seed to a play-in team, but we're starting to do scoreboard watching, and I should be rooting for the Lakers tonight?
I know. I'm gonna be a bigger Laker fan than you tonight, Sidoni.
No.
But there's a reason why. Here's the thing. So the Lakers are playing the Thunder tonight, as you said. They are 3.5 back of the Houston Rockets for the 2 seed. Now those teams have split the series so far or whatever. There's no tiebreaker yet there. But if the Lakers lose tonight, the Rockets will clinch the 2 seed and they'll have nothing to really play for the rest of the year. Why does that matter? Because tomorrow night, the 9th, the Rockets play the Clippers. So, if the Lakers win tonight, that keeps pressure on the Rockets, because if the Rockets win tomorrow, then they clinch the 2 seed, and they beat the Clippers, and if you're a Warrior fan, like I am, you need the Clippers to lose to make that Sunday game mean as little as possible. So that is why I, Sam Lubman, diehard Warrior fan, will be rooting for the Lakers tonight.
Wow, I should have brought my Kobe jersey. You could have worn it. You would have looked great in the purple. There you go again.
Next time.
SF State night. It would have been perfect.
It all connects. City connects.
So let's make this very clear. Warrior fans should want the Lakers to win tonight.
Yes.
So that the Rockets don't clinch the 2.
Correct.
And then they'll be forced to have to win against the Clippers
tomorrow night. Correct.
All right. Wow.
Well, I'll say
such is life in the Western Conference.
And that's
right
why
now.
It matters, because the Nuggets don't play until tomorrow. They're also in that conversation, but they only have 3 games left. They play the Kings, the Grizzlies, and then the Rockets. But to your point, it's pretty wild that we're at like scoreboard watching and we have to keep an eye on all these different teams the rest of the way. I'll say this in regards to the Golden State Warriors. Of all the teams with 4 games remaining, I think they got the easiest schedule. Again, nothing. Shout out Zaza Pachulia. Nothing easy. This stage in the offs, if you will. But the Suns, Spurs, Blazers.
The offs. When did that become a thing?
Well, because there's the ins and then the offs. There's the play ins, but we want to get to the play offs. So that's what we're doing. You never heard that? Shout out Guru. The play ins and then the offs. We want to get to the offs, not the ins.
Okay, but before the
you know, there's like belly buttons. There's innies thing? And outies. Like we want to be in the offs. You get that? You get that? In these outies? Yeah? No? Suns, Spurs, Blazers. You better win those 3 games. There's zero. If you lose to the Suns tonight, real quick, who have lost 6 straight, who don't have Kevin Durant, you ain't winning a title. You ain't going on a deep run in the playoffs. I'll tell you that right now. You lose to the Suns tonight, please, I don't take you seriously. I don't. You think that's too strong? I don't. You lose to the Suns tonight, I have a very difficult time believing in you next week being a legitimate playoff team if you lose to this Phoenix Suns squad. No excuses tonight, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I've said that about 5 or 6 times over the last 3 weeks.
No. This isn't...
Like
this
the
isn't
Hawks
going to,
game, I said that.
No,
the Nuggets
but they didn't
Jokic.
Have Steph in that one. They didn't have
the
Steph.
Heat.
They didn't have the Steph in the Heat game. And the one that I'm looking back on that's probably the most disappointing outside of the Rockets loss, when you did have Steph and you did have Jimmy and Draymond, is that one where you did have Steph and Jimmy and Draymond and you lost to the Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray-less Denver Nuggets. And Aaron Gordon went off.
That one was unacceptable
for me. So when you have all these guys suited up, but even then, like the Nuggets are a respectable franchise and they are a championship level franchise.
I mean, they're
franchise.
A dynasty.
Relax. But you get what I'm saying. I know you're saying that tongue-in-cheek, but like Michael Malone has been a very good coach. They have those guys suited up. Aaron Gordon's no slouch. Christian Brown, like they have players there. But who do the Suns have tonight? Like Devin Booker, does he strike fear into you?
No.
Come on, please.
No.
Nurkic?
No.
Come on, man.
Is Bradley Beal going to play?
Huh? Bradley Beal, I forgot he was in the NBA.
The guy that we spent like 2 years talking about as a station?
Like, Jimmy Butler.
I was wrong about Trey Lance, but I was right about Bradley Beal.
Hey, well, who was more wrong about wanting to go to the Phoenix Suns than Jimmy Butler, by the way, right? The guy wanted to force his way over there. God, he dodged a bullet. Thank God that Pat Riley sent him to the Warriors instead. It's a blessing. It's not even close.
Yeah, he is very lucky.
He's very lucky.
We could really use a big Jimmy Butler game.
Just for the mentals, right?
Yeah.
For him to connect, am I right?
Well, and you just, yeah. I mean, this...
I'm kidding. Like, yeah. He's connected. I know. We've been talking all about it. Real quick, Eddie Johnson...
Connect Four.
Thank you. Yes. Were you a big Connect Four fan? That game kind of sucks. I'm going to be honest. It's not very... let's keep it a puck. Connect Four sucks.
Because you're not good at it.
No, it's just a boring game. Like that... Like, Cranium... You ever played that one where you got pop culture, you got like you have to act out stuff? That's a fun game.
Bubble Kiss.
Scrabble. Man, Mike Friend says, I care. You can even play Scrabble real quick. You guys can't even pronounce half the names. Versagian, what's his name? I like Cranium. I like Scrabble.
I don't think Monopoly. They're going to lose to the Suns tonight. They just need to play well. I want them to get back into form, and they need to have a good first quarter.
If I was to compare this game to a board game tonight, it would be Connect Four. There should be no excuses. Like, it should be simple. The big boys get it done. I mean, you're on the road.
It's easy to say that, and I hear you on it. And believe me, I agree with what you're saying. But I've also seen this Warrior team at full strength lose to teams that are, you know, missing multiple players.
I'm telling you right now, if they lose this game tonight, I'm coming in tomorrow scorched earth on this team. I'm going to feel like a Sun tomorrow. Shout out Phoenix.
If they lose tonight, I mean, it's pretty inevitable they're going to be in the play-in. Right?
I mean, we have all the scenarios. We'll get to it, but
that's not good.
Jimmy Butler, man. I'm looking at you, Jimmy. As Eddie Johnson says, Jimmy is not a one. He's more of a two or a number three?
He, to me, is not a number one, even though he looked like a number one in Miami because they got to the finals and all of that. He's really a number two in a sense, because he's not going to – most great offensive players, guys, and you're looking at one in Steph every night. You saw one in Clay who played like a number one. They shoot the ball all the freaking time. They don't care. They're overly aggressive. They're going for it. They're staying, of course, to their detail. The other night, Steph was off. Couldn't score. The Houston's defense was just locking them up. And you would expect Jimmy Butler to be aggressive. Took 7 shots.
And then here's more from Eddie Johnson, who, again, joined us last hour. You can find that entire interview on YouTube or the Free Odyssey app. On him not thinking Jimmy can morph into a true number two. What?
Oh, that's the negative there, because I don't think Golden State has that unbelievable number two. I don't think Pajemski, even though he's improved this year and he's playing well, I just don't know if he can morph into that guy like Clay was. But I think that's the negative with Jimmy, is that you're going to expect him to be overly aggressive offensively, and he's sometimey with that. And I think that part right there could create an issue. But overall, a tremendous pickup for them.
Okay. He doesn't think he's a true number two on this team. I don't know if I buy that, because the proof is in the pudding. Before he got here and after he got here, this team is night and day. I mean, were we saying he wasn't a true number two after that win against the Nuggets?
Like, is he, when we say number two, like, best player on the team?
Correct.
Or we mean score? Because those are two different things.
I think he's saying as a true number two, maybe it's number two scorer.
Because I think he has been the true second best player on the team. But I've also think that Draymond's thrown his hat in the ring on any given night. In terms of scoring?
Now that Draymond's scoring is down. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, but the part that nobody's bringing up is like Pods has turned into a reliable scorer, which was not the case before Jimmy Butler. He's playing better and better and better. And then with the Jimmy acquisition, he's become, 4 of the last 5 games, basically a 20-point-a-night scorer.
888-957.
Small sample, but like it.
It's true. 888-957-9570. Does Jimmy Butler have to be this team's number two scorer for them to go deep into the playoffs?
And if Kuminga is going to give you 15 and Moody's going to give you 15 and Quentin Post on any given night could give you 10 to 15, Buddy 10 to 15, I don't think they need a legit number two scorer. You know what they need? A guy with 5 minutes to go who can get you a bucket. And that's what Jimmy has done for them.
I mean, all those guys you just named, like, you're asking me to rely on them when they've been pretty unreliable.
But I don't rely
at times
on them on the last 5 minutes. I think there's a different algorithm for the last 5 minutes of the game.
No, but I'm going to be relying on them in a given series to contribute. I'm not asking every single one of those guys, but a couple of them. I think that's asking a lot. But again, they showed me that they stepped up in those wins against the Grizzlies, Pod stepping up against the Lakers.
Yeah.
Against the Nuggets. Like I was very impressed with those young guys. Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, probably his best game, I feel, as a pro against that Lakers squad. Like, he's had a couple downers against the Nuggets and Rockets now. I'm looking at him tonight. Can he have a bounce-back performance?
Well, and, like, back to Jimmy against Phoenix, I think this is a mismatch for him because they don't have a lot of guys that can guard him.
Mm.
Whereas Houston has about 4 or 5 guys that can guard him that are big, athletic, younger, and just tenacious defenders. I don't see Phoenix having that personnel.
888-957-9570 is the number. One more from Eddie Johnson here. Really good interview. Talking about his pet peeve with Jimmy Buckets. What is it?
That's always been my pet peeve with him, is that he kind of like cruises through the game, and because he knows he's going to stay on the floor, so he doesn't have to be judged by shooting, and then he can just defend, he can pass, and he can do all of that because he still knows he's going to get his minutes. And but a player like, say, myself, I was judged on what I was doing. And if I wasn't doing it, I might be on the bench. You get it? And so it's that kind of mentality, and it should drive me crazy with Derek McKee in that regard. Love him like a brother, but he would admit that he wasn't an overly aggressive offensive guy.
And I think Jimmy, through just his comments to the media after games, he said that. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to make the winning basketball play. It's kind of like, I'm not the like-for-like comparison. He said Derek McKee, remember when LeBron used to get crushed because he wasn't scoring enough and because he was trying to distribute the ball? Like, almost like we compare him to Magic Johnson more than Michael, excuse me, because of that ball distribution, because he could be a point forward. Wasn't he could be that guy.
But wasn't it the scrutiny came late in games?
Yes. He thought, oh, he was passing up. He didn't want to take the final shot. He was passing up for an open shot for one of his role players, like a Kyle Korver, right?
I don't get that same sense with Jimmy late in games. I sense that at times he picks and chooses his spots, and at other times he knows, like, oh, I'm the one who needs to go get a bucket.
See, I don't, like, I'm with you. I agree with that. Like, when you, like, he was kind of saying he's coasting a little bit. Shout out Zion I. He was
maybe
coasting
during the bulk of the game.
I don't know, but that feels strong. Like, I felt Wiggins coasted a lot, right? Like, it felt like I wasn't feeling his presence. Are you feeling that a little bit with Jimmy?
No. But I just think he's too passive at times in terms of getting his own shot.
And are we going to see that heading towards these last four games, the playoffs? Like, is he going to have his imprint felt on something? He's going to have to. Like, I'm going to have to feel his presence on these games the rest of the way. And by the way, we're going to be talking to Tony Schifano here, SF State baseball coach, in just a couple minutes. And speaking of baseball, the Giants are back, and so is the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Are you serious? Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky are bringing the best Giants talk in the Bay Area back twice a week this season. For all your Giants talk needs, subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast today. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast. The latest pod yesterday? Do we have a reaction of that Camilla Duvall? Tomorrow? Today? What are we getting it?
Well, we released a new episode yesterday.
Okay.
We're trying to do Monday and Thursdays this year.
Okay.
So
Monday, Thursdays.
A new episode at some point during the Monday and Thursday days of the week. And that would break down, you know, multiple series from the weekend or whatever. And also whatever happens during the week.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. Speaking of baseball, it's even a San Francisco baseball. I know that's near and dear to your heart, Joe. All things Bay Area sports, but particularly baseball, what you do with the young kids at the youth level, at the Pony League level, at Mustang, whatever, Bronco, all of that. But also collegiately. And San Francisco State, obviously, I'm a graduate there. We got Steven Rizzotto back there. He's a graduate. Bonte, obviously, a contributor here. Where's SF State? He bleeds purple and gold. The Gators, we love it. And Tony Schifano joins us now, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. And Tony's the SF State baseball coach for the last decade. Tony, good morning to you. How you doing, man? Appreciate you taking the time with us today to talk about a very special subject, and it's the San Francisco State baseball program. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate the time. I'm looking forward to the conversation. I'm doing well, doing really well. Appreciate this opportunity to talk about SF State Gator baseball.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's important to me. I drive by every single day, you know, as I go around to the lake, or maybe I'm on my way to West Sunset for baseball, and I saw that Sonoma State was cutting all of its athletics, and my jaw dropped. My buddy Brent played at Sonoma State baseball. My buddy Rocco played soccer for them. And I was like, wow, this is awful. Like, and I don't even live near Sonoma State. I just know how that's going to affect all of these kids and all these student athletes. And then I open up the Twitter one day, and boom, San Francisco State baseball's going away after the year that you guys just had. What's going on? How did you find this out? And what's exactly happening right now with San Francisco State baseball?
You think about the last 6 months, right? In the Bay Area, for the youth, kids in the Bay Area playing baseball, they've lost the A's. They've lost kids up in Northern California. There lost Sonoma State baseball, which has been around for 60 plus years and had just historic seasons. Coach Gelf there won over 1,000 games, and now us. And I don't know if you guys heard in the last 24 hours, Academy of the Art just cut their entire athletic department, and they had cut baseball last year.
No.
And then Holy Names cut baseball a couple years ago. Mm. So, we're talking about five or six programs that, it's just within a 60 mile radius within the last, few years. It's pretty sad. We knew that cuts were coming to the athletic department. We've taken major cuts in the last, year. We had our recruiting budget cut. We had our apparel budget cut. We had our travel budgets cut. We were doing everything we could, to sustain baseball and athletics. And then there was a task force put together in the fall that was taking a look at the sustainability of athletics at SF State. And the biggest thing, Joe, is you guys, it's the enrollment issues we're having. We're down 11,000 students since the pandemic. The university is. And that takes a toll on athletics because there's a student fee that each student pays that helps support athletics. And, when you take away 11,000 students, that takes away a lot of student fees. And so we knew we were going to take a hit. When the Sonoma State news came out, we were scared to death that the whole department was going to go. And the decision they made was to cut three sports. They cut us, men's soccer, and track and field. And, for various reasons, you're going to hear reasons from the administration with regards to budget and sustainability and things of that nature. To me, it's a lot of BS. I'm just going to be honest with you. I took a look at the report that was given, the recommendation given to the president, and there was a lot of things on there that just weren't accurate. And you guys just mentioned the season we had last year. We made a tremendous run through the NCAA regionals, got to the championship game, and Monterey Bay was able to beat us late in the game to go on to the super regionals. But that run cost us over $40,000, in extra expenses last year. And the reason I bring that up is, they put that on our estimated budget this year to make us look like we were a team that was overspending. And for me, that was unfair to penalize a program for having success. And there's no guarantee that a program is going to have that kind of success every year. So there was projected numbers that made us look to be, a bigger spending program than we were. But we do things like we fundraise, we rent our field out. We do things to offset our costs. Traditionally, baseball is an expensive sport.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. But we work really hard. We brought in Sacred Heart Stewart Hall to play their home games at our field. They practice on our field on Mondays and Tuesdays, creating revenue for the school. We brought in San Francisco City College. They play about 8 to 10 home games a year at our place when we're on the road. So we're sharing our facility, creating revenue for the school. We're bringing in 12 to 15 student athletes every year that brings revenue in for the school. We're doing fundraising events, crowdfunding. We do our share. I mean, this year we're going three players per room in the hotel.
Wow.
To save money. We took vans down to Westmont in Santa Barbara early in the year as opposed to taking a bus. We felt like we were doing our part. We serve our community. Our kids are very active in the community with Verse Cancer and the Benioff Children's Hospital. We graduate all of our players at a high rate. We've had a team GPA over 3.0 the past, I've been there 10 years, so 20 straight semesters.
Wow.
And obviously the success on the field. And, you look at all those things and you go, why baseball then? And that's the question that has not been answered in the last month since this happened. Why do 20 of my players have to find new homes next year? Why do all the alums like yourself don't have a baseball team to support moving forward in the future. And it was never, for me, it was never that program versus our program. Why are you cutting us over them? I never went in there and argued that. For me, it was, you can sustain athletics here and find ways to do it. You know, increase the student fees, more fundraising done by the athletic department. I mean, we don't even have a golf tournament. You know, I mean, there's been no huge effort to find a way to save athletics. It was just a simple answer of, let's just cut these three sports. Let's get our numbers down. Let's get down to 10 sports and move forward. And that's been the tough thing for me, and having to talk to our alums, our families, our players. I know it's a long-winded answer, and obviously, I apologize for going a little too far there, but obviously this is something I'm extremely passionate about. 10 years ago, I made a decision to leave UC Davis and come here and lead a program, and I felt like we've done it the right way for the past 10 years, and we feel we're in a very unfair situation right now.
Coach, it was very well said, and I think we can all understand what you're saying. And the question is literally, why you guys, you know, and why not someone else?
Yeah.
So if I'm driving around right now, I'm a local guy. I am, and I think about, like, just baseball in the city. Everybody, oh, Big Rec's great. Yeah, they don't even have a home run fence. You know what I mean? We're subject to the city keeping it up. It's AT&T Park, a.k.a. Oracle. It's USF's beautiful diamond, and they've got a pretty big endowment and things like that, and it's a turf field. You have one of the nicest fields in the city over there, and people need to come and support you. So if I'm driving around right now and I'm saying, my gosh, this is the school Mike Holmgren coached at, and they lost football 20 years ago.
Andy Reid.
How can we help support you? How can we amplify this message? What can we do to rally around this baseball team and try to raise awareness or funds or whatever to keep this thing going, Coach?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I have been working on that for the past month, and it's incredible. I have not gotten an answer yet from our university of what it would cost to save our program. And if you look at our operating budget and our salaries and things of that nature, you know, I'm going to give a rough number. Obviously, this is not an answer that they've given me. I'm going to say about $500,000 to sustain the program for another couple of years. And then, so all I've asked is from the president and the athletic director and the university is, give us 1 year, allow us to fundraise to sustain for 1 year, and then give us that year to figure out an endowment, to figure out more options. You know, let's not just be so quick to the knee jerk reaction and just cut a sport. Give us a plan, give us a chance to survive. Now, so there's not, to answer your question directly, there's no crowdfunding, there's no save the program fund right now. I'm still trying to get a number from the university, and for I think what we need from people in the community is to put pressure on the university, whether it's a email campaign or a social media campaign. You know, letting the president know how important baseball is to this community, to the little leagues, the youth.
Yep.
We have the little league teams come out to our fields, and we do the Little Giants organization. We have them come out to the field. I think it's called the Bay Sox. It's the girls.
Oh yeah,
little
they're
league.
Awesome. They're orange. Yeah, they're freaking great.
They're amazing.
They're so
they're
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we have bat boys all the time, and it's just, you see the smiles on these kids' faces when they're around our guys, and, you know, and some of them, you know, they know we're not the Giants, but to some of them, like, our guys are heroes to them, you know, like, this is what I aspire to be, a college baseball player with the opportunity to maybe play professional baseball one day. And, I can get back to you if I'm able to get a number from
Absolutely.
The president and we can start a campaign. I know we do have some families within our program that have reached out, and they do want to donate, and they do want to sustain this program for at least another few years to see their sons graduate and see if there is an opportunity to keep baseball in the future.
Yeah, you know, Coach, on behalf of everybody in the community on this radio station, and just as a person who's pulling for you guys, you know, I know so many athletes. My niece, her career just came to an end, and once it's over, it's over. And you guys are giving the hope for people to extend that opportunity and that hope, and to play until the jersey is literally ripped off of their carcass, if that makes sense. And I'm going to do everything I can to amplify it. And when you have some sort of an idea of what the budget is and where we can drive our audience who can help support you, please reach out to me and let us amplify that and do everything we can to just try to save the program and save the opportunity for all these kids to rekindle that hope and that candle of hope.
No doubt.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That inspires me. That fires me up. I appreciate that, and I will definitely stay in contact with you guys.
Please do, Coach, thanks, and we're pulling for you.
Hey, thanks,
Where
Coach.
Can we follow you on social media if you're listening right now?
Well, I have my own personal one, at Tony Schiappone on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm not a big Instagram guy. I think I have one. I think I have an account. But, at SF State Baseball, obviously, that's updated every weekend with our games. We have a big weekend this series. We're a couple games out of first place, going with a month left in the season. So
let's go.
We need all the support we can get.
Yep. I'm going to tweet it out right now for everybody who's already following me. Thank you, Coach. We're pulling for you.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
Thank you guys for the time, man. Keep doing much continued success to you guys.
You're the best.
That's Tony Schiappone, SF State baseball coach. And again, the recent news within the last month that the SF State is cutting a bunch of their athletic departments. And unfortunately, baseball is one of them. He mentioned track and field. He mentioned soccer. I mean, like, that sucks, man. In a night where, let's be honest, it's San Francisco State night.
Mm-hmm.
The San Francisco Giants. Like, I'm going to be watching that game and being like, how can I watch this? And, like, they're gutting their baseball program. It feels wrong when I'm going to be watching the game tonight. They're going to be having some giveaways. Like, it just sucks. And I know it's near and dear to your heart, mine too. Like, I went to SF State. I have pride in that school. I know it's not Stanford. I know it's not Cal. But I have pride in my athletic department too. And I knew a lot of people that were in my classes, whether it was in radio, whether it was in audio. Like, a guy we used to work here, Ryan Williams, he was part of their basketball team, right? Like, I'd feel gutted if they cutted that program. So
What if Steiny didn't have the opportunity to play college sports because that team got cut?
Right.
Carter, you played college sports, correct?
Yeah, I played a little bit of basketball and some football too.
Right.
Oh,
but
look at that flex.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to have those opportunities to be able to do that. And whether it's a junior college, whether it's a Division III, Division II, whatever it is, like, yeah, we want to keep those sports alive as best we can. And look, there's different ways of doing it. And I just know this. Once a school at high school or college cuts a sport, very rarely does it come back.
Well, you mentioned the guys, Holmgren and Andy Reid, who are they cut their teeth at SF State's football program. When's the last time they had a football program? Like 30 plus years ago?
St. Mary's used to have a football
there
program.
There you go.
Santa Clara
Our guy Rick Tittle played there.
You know, and look, we know it's expensive. We understand that. But we also know there's a lot of good people and a lot of great organizations that can help you raise money to be able to support it. And so I thank you guys, the audience out there, for listening. I just want to pull for that. I drive by that park every single day. It's absolutely gorgeous. He's a good guy. I think he's got a genuine heart. And, you know, there's a lot of things that our community pays for that we might not utilize. You know, this is something that it's near and dear to my heart, and I'm hoping that it survives, and I want to do everything I can to help it survive.
And you just heard from the coach right there, Tony Schiappone. Follow him on Twitter, at Tony Schiappone, S-C-H-I-F-A-N-O. Tony Schiappone, he's a Paisan, so what more do you need right there? And SF State's head baseball coach. And I was just looking at his career. That's a guy who's fought and grinded. I mean, he was a lifer in the minor league system as a player.
Yeah.
And then he's given 10 seasons to the SF State. Like, no, that's a guy you want to root for, and a guy that you heard in his voice. Like, he was going 5-6 minutes unfiltered and raw. And I heard the emotion in his voice and was getting to me. And I was feeling some type of way by the end of that interview. And I hope you were too. And he told you guys, hey, how you can help? Go talk to the university. Yeah. Go email them. Go in person. Tell them, like, no, we need these programs for these young men and women. Absolutely.
And for that side of the city, because I live right near there.
I love it. God.
It's San Francisco State is the epicenter of that neighborhood, of Park Merced, of that entire little cul-de-sac area.
Yes.
And you've got, like, Stonestown and everything.
The zoo,
like, it's
over
all
there.
All the students.
Yeah.
It's all the student body. It's the whole community. And, yes, there's a lot of people that don't go to the school that live there, but a lot of the community is supported by the university being there, whether it's the jobs.
Restaurants. Exactly.
Yep. And so there's more that goes into it than just the actual sports. It's the whole community. And I live right there, and I walk by and drive by that park every single day, and it's beautiful.
I love that campus.
It breaks my heart. Look, they have a beautiful women's softball field right there. The beautiful soccer fields right there. And not only are they getting rid of men's baseball, they're getting rid of men's soccer.
Soccer, right?
Like, are we really? Seriously. We're getting rid of men's soccer?
Track and field? Like, come on. Like, what are
come
we doing?
Come on.
Gosh. Very important conversation. I'm glad we did that. And it's going to lead us to Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right. That flew by this morning. And you know what else is going to fly by? This conversation we're about to have about the White Lotus season finale. I mean, you guys were all out on that? Huh?
I just, the payoff wasn't there.
Really? Spoiler alert, by the way, we're talking about the White Lotus season finale, so if you haven't watched it, turn off your radio waves, your YouTube, whatever. White Lotus, a show on HBO in its third season. First two seasons, got one in Hawaii, got one in Italy, and this one was in Thailand. First two seasons, 10 out of 10. I'm going 6 out of 10 here for this latest season.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.